Glory to God forever. Jesus Christ is alive. Today is Easter. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the greatest miracle in mankind's history. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this short time and we thank you for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, for everything. Thank you for allowing us to be your children. Jesus, we give you all the glory, all the praise for all that you did, have done, and are doing. Amen. Amen. Today is a celebration. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. He rose from the dead. He lived for 40 days on the earth. And then he ascended to heaven. He's alive forever. He offers, God Almighty offers a celebration, an eternal celebration to anyone who receives him. Today's celebration, do you realize that God offers this same celebration forever, every day, every hour, forever? That's what God offers. It's not just for today. You know, we have these special days, Easter, Christmas, wonderful days, okay? But every day with him, this is what humans were born to do, is to know him and to fellowship with him. He offers God Almighty and his son, Jesus Christ, offer to fellowship with every person. This is the man was born to fellowship with him. That's what I'm emphasizing. The main things I'm emphasizing in this whole series called The Glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is not a far off concept in, you know, where God is in heaven only, and he literally, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are everywhere on the earth. His presence fills the earth. And when someone receives him, their spirit person becomes alive and is filled with the glory of God. That's the anointing. Glory to God forever. And it's just seeking him with our whole heart, doing, you know, following the commandments, but it's really the two great commandments. But it's really common sense. Every person on the earth can know him fully. Glory to God forever. This is so awesome. That's really all I want to say today. I do want to add, there it's in the Bible what happened in those 40 days that Jesus lived on the earth. It's very fascinating. I'm going to put this in the notes. It's a summary. Before I speak about that briefly, isn't it fascinating that in John chapter 20, one of the most famous portions of the Bible, Mary Magdalene saw Jesus but thought he was the gardener, and then Jesus said, Mary, and she realized it was Jesus. Jesus even, we know that God hides, Jesus Christ hides. Well, he even hid from her for a short time. You know, she did not really. Let me read that. John chapter 20, verse 11. Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. She saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, I do not know where they have laid him. Now, when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Jesus Christ himself asked her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? I mean, this is, she, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say, teacher. Wow, this is so awesome. I recommend reading that chapter. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, the greatest miracle in human history, the greatest miracle in world history, the world as we know it, the greatest miracle. And remember, yesterday I spoke about how this is all in the Bible. Jesus did not, the theme of yesterday's message was, Jesus, the Son of God, the Lord God Almighty, has never died and never will die. Jesus, the man, died. He was in the tomb for 3 days. During that time, Jesus himself, Jesus Christ, went to the underworld, preached to the fallen angels. Jesus, the man, rose from the dead. Okay. Now, I want to finish with this. For 40 days, Jesus, on the earth, let me just touch on some of this. He presented himself by many unmistakable proofs. He spoke to his apostles of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. That's Acts 1:3. He appeared to Peter and his disciples. Then he was seen by more than 500 brothers at one time. He was seen by James, then by all the apostles, then by Paul. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He told his apostles to wait for the promise of my Father. Glory to God. 40 days on the earth. The Holy Spirit is God Almighty, Jesus the Christ. Every person on the earth has the opportunity to fellowship with Jesus Christ, with God. This is the most incredible, beyond comprehension offer made to mankind. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. Glory to God. All made possible because of Jesus' sacrifice and the fact that Jesus rose from the dead. It's like, because Jesus the man died and rose from the dead, when we come to him, if we give him our life, we go from death to life. We can now live forever. Amen. We can walk, we can do and live like Jesus lived. We can walk like he, Jesus said, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. He shall do even greater things than these. These are mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Then we know that Jesus ascended to heaven. As the apostles watched, he was taken up and a cloud received him out of their sight. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the cloud. Okay. Then the apostles saw two men in white clothing who said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Acts 1:10 and 11. Blessings. Happy Easter. We're here for you. We're believing with you that you'll receive a glorious revelation directly from Jesus Christ, not from any man. And a glorious revelation of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the mighty, glorious, and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.